A 12-foot section of Holy Writ's mainmast slammed into Sword of God's hull like some demented giant's battering ram. It hit low enough, and the hull was stout enough that it failed to penetrate, but Harper felt the impact run up through his legs as if the ship had just struck a reef. Yet he hardly noticed. He was too busy trying to grasp the scale of the disaster which had just enveloped his fleet. King Salis wasn't the only Carisian ship firing shells. So were HMS Green Hollow, HMS King Harald, HMS Port Royal, HMS Wave, and the effect was terrible. The Imperial Carisian Navy had paid a dreadful price, but it had drawn virtually Harper's entire fleet into close-ranged, furious combat. Now, shellfire ripped into a dozen of that fleet's galleons at once. Not all those initial broadsides were as deadly as King Salis's had been, and none of those other targets simply blew up in the very first exchange. But in some ways, the chains of exploding shells, the repeated chains of exploding shells, were even worse. They were proof that what had happened to Holy Writ hadn't truly been a fluke, and they showed how a ship could be demolished by explosion after explosion. Hulls were ripped open. Huge stretches of decking blew into the air, masts toppled, and flames began to dance and crackle in the wreckage. It was too much. Harper knew what was going to happen. He knew he couldn't stop it, and it never once occurred to him to blame his men for it. How could he? He knew what they'd given and endured. He knew they'd stood toe-to-toe with the vaunted Carisians, and if they hadn't been as good as the Carisians, they'd been good enough. They'd been winning, trumping Carisian experience and Carisian firepower with numbers and raw courage. But there were limits in all things, and whatever this new and horrible weapon was, he couldn't ask them to face it. Not after all they'd already given him. And not when they had no counterweight for it, when the range was too short for the Carisians to miss, and when he had no sea room to run for it. He never knew which ship's flag came down first. He supposed a careful enough investigation might have determined who it was, which galleon was the first to strike. But it was an investigation he never launched, a question he never sought to answer, because it didn't matter. It was the right thing to do, and he knew it.